Shavua Tov. This week I wanted to speak about a topic in a little bit of a different way, different fashion than our normal weekly shmuzim. The pasuk says in this week's parsha, in Parsha's Bahar, in Perek Chafei Pasuk Yitzayin, Lo sonu ish es amito. Literally translated, you shouldn't hurt the feelings of another person. And normally when we think about speech, we talk about the power of speech, the power of our words. We always think about Lashon Hara, gossiping, etc. But the Torah teaches us that there's another mitzvah. It's one of the 613 in the Sefer HaChinuch. It's mitzvah Reish Lamed Ches, 338. Is an avera to hurt the feelings of another person. Some Rishonim even say that you get malchus, you get lashes for hurting the feelings of another person. The Sefer HaChinuch disagrees, but Beis Yosef, in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, he brings some Rishonim that you get malchus for hurting the feelings of another person. What does it mean to hurt the feelings of another person? It means joking around. It's just a joke. That you could hurt the other person's feelings. It could be without words. You could just make a small gesture that it's clear, you know, like the other person gets hurt because you made a move like that. Anything. It doesn't have to be public embarrassment, but public embarrassment could be sending an email to a reply all, and many people are included with a certain comment that you write in, or some letter written to the public that could hurt someone. All of those things are part of this iser of onas devarim, causing anguish, hurting the feelings of another person. It even applies to children. And therefore, a parent has to be very careful when they're trying to discipline their child that they don't hurt the child's feelings. And sometimes a parent could get all upset, could be in the moment, etc. And, you know, in their mind, they're doing chinuch. They're doing the act of chinuch, educating, trying to correct their ways. But there's some emotion over there, and that comes out. And therefore, they unnecessarily hurt the feelings of their child. That's an avera. It's a little kid. The story of the Stipler Gaon. It was one of the Torah giants of the last generation. So he once showed up at someone's bar mitzvah, a child's bar mitzvah. He wasn't specifically close to the family. The family was obviously very honored that their son, the Gadol Ador, came to visit at the bar mitzvah to say mazel tov. And he went to say mazel tov to the boy, and he bent over into the boy's ear, and he said something, and that was it. Walked away and he left. And the father of the boy was very curious. Well, what's going on? First he peers at the bar mitzvah, and then he says mazel tov, and he whispers something there. What did he say? So he went to ask the stipler, what was that about? So he said, a number of years ago, on Rosh Hashanah, we were davening in shul, and there were a bunch of kids playing outside of the shul. And they were making a lot of noise, they were disturbing the davening. So I tried to quiet them down, but they continued going. And eventually I went outside to ask the kids to quiet down a little bit. We're in shul, we're davening, we need to concentrate. And when I went outside, I saw this boy, your son, standing over there in the corner. And I went over to him and I reprimanded him. And the boy said, actually, I just came over here to find a book, to find a sefer. All the boys that were making the commotion, that were playing, the second they saw you, they ran away. And he said, I realized that I caused him unnecessary pain. I hurt his feelings, but I couldn't ask mechila. I couldn't ask for forgiveness. Because a child can't forgive. So I've been waiting till this boy would become bar mitzvah so I could come and ask him for proper forgiveness. So the day of his birthday, I've been always calculating and watching and waiting. It was so much on my mind, it bothered me so much that I did this, that I showed up at his bar mitzvah, I asked him mechila, I whispered in his ear, and he forgave me. That's to a kid, a little kid. Kalachomer, an adult, a friend. Unfortunately, it's like common. We joke around, a little cynical. A nickname is part of the Avera of Onas Dvarim. call someone a nickname. Hurt the person's feelings. It's joking around, but it's at the expense of someone else and it really hurts them. And even if you don't think it hurts them, very often it does. To one's wife, this applies. And sometimes people think that the more they're in love, the more they could joke around a little bit. We're so close, we could joke around. On the contrary, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Ksuvis, on Samach Beis Amud Beis, 62b, the Gemara tells the story of Rav Ruchami. Rav Ruchami was a student of Rava. And the Gemara says, Ki had Rav Ruchami, Ruchomi, havi shchiach kamei de Rava b'mechuzah. He would always go to learn by Rava, his Rebbe, in the city of Mechuzah. And he'd be there the entire year. He'd come home on Erev Yom Kippur. Every year that's what happened. He'd be away the whole year, and he'd come home on Erev Yom Kippur. Have a ruggle, the Havi Asi Lebesi, he'd come home to his house, Komala Yumid de Kippuri, right before Yom Kippur. One year, he got so engrossed in his learning that he miscalculated what the day was. And he came late. And his wife was standing by the door, and she was saying, Hashta Asi, Hashta Asi. Oh, maybe now he's going to come. Oh, maybe now he's going to come. She was waiting. Loasa. But he never came. Chalash Daiti, she was really down and out. And a tear, one tear came out of her eye. She was in pain. The fact that her husband, she was waiting for her husband, and her husband didn't come. So she cried. At that point, Rav Ruchami was sitting on a high floor. And the floor caved in, and he died. At that moment. And the Shulchan Aruch writes, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshen Mishpat, in Reish Chav Ches Seif Gimel, 228.3, Tzarech Lizayer, a person has to be careful, Be'onas Ishto, in causing grievance, causing pain to his wife, L'fi Shedamasa Mitzuya, because she could cry more easily. And the Be'er Heitev brings, the Gemara Ba Mitzia, Ritzon Olom L'fi She'isha Raka B'teva, a woman is softer in her nature. Veltsarmat, the little pain, he bocha. She goes ahead and she cries. Vashem Yisparach makbid al ademos. Hashem is very, very, very careful about cries, crying. And says that even though the gates of tefillah on some level is locked, but when you cry, that opens everything up. So the worst thing that you could do is make someone cry. A woman who's softer in nature, a little nothing, could cry. Sometimes you might have seen it. It's a horrible thing. You're at someone's Shabbos table and you see the husband makes a joke with his wife. It's cute. It's not cute. It's horrible. It's destructive. He died because of this. This Amora was big time chacham, learned by Rava all year long. That's what Gemara is coming to teach us. We have to be extra, extra careful with onaz dvarim, with how we speak to people, how we react, certain ways that we gesture and comment. Extra, extra, extra careful. The Yalkut Shimoni in this week's Parsha says something very interesting. It says the story of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, one who compiled all of our Mishnayos. The Yalkut Shimoni says that Rebbe, he made a meal for his students. And he brought in front of them tongue, dishes of tongue. Some of them rachin, some of them were soft, and some of them were hard. And he put it in front of them and he said, pick whatever you want. And obviously the students went and picked the soft ones, who wants to eat hard tongue. They went for the soft ones. And the second he went for the soft ones, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said to them, my sons, bini, kach yelashonchem, rach, elu imelu. So should your tongues, your speech, be soft with each other. Now you look at this and it's like, okay, it's very, very nice. But this Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi had to tell, you know, just tell it straight, like, be careful the way you speak, you know. You have to make tongue and cook the whole thing and put it out and make a whole production for your Talmidim. Akidei kach. That's what you have to go to teach this lesson? He wasn't teaching beginners here. He was Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi's Talmidim. What's the deal? So I saw someone suggest the following answer, and it hits home, obviously, during this time period of Sfiras HaOmer. He quoted a letter from the Chafetz Chaim. In the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, in some of the editions, there's Nechtavim V'Takanos, letters that the Chafetz Chaim wrote. Chafetz Chaim died in 1933. So this is in the early 1900s, this letter was written. And he writes, and he sent it out to far and wide. He says, I want to speak a little bit about things that are bothering me. He mentions one thing, and he says, V'Sheinis, the second thing that's bothering me is Tzar Li Ma'od, it pains me tremendously. B'Ma'ashinis Rabba Machlokis B'Yisrael, that there's so much disagreement and argument and fighting amongst the Jewish people. Every single day there's this side and that side. Everything is public. People put it out in newspapers. And then they send it out to different corners and get a lot of signatures. This side gets a lot of signatures to back his side, and that side gets a lot of signatures to back his side. One person even borrowed the term that we speak about the night of the Seder, that whoever speaks about Yetzias Mitzrayim a lot, he's praiseworthy. They said, whoever has the most signatures, he's praiseworthy. They stole that term. The Chafetz Chaim says, I say, whoever has so many signatures, he's just adding on more fighting amongst the Jewish people. He says, you made the entire exile into a furnace, a fire. Every single day, there's more and more and more. Now, this is before Facebook and social media, that, you know, the second you put something up, the whole world finds out about it, and this people comment this way, and people comment that. We're talking about a simple newspaper that they barely could print, you know, and they sent it around. He said, that's what's going on. He says, every day, there's a new machlokes. It's so bad. And he writes that everyone thinks that their side is right. Of course, everyone thinks they're right. And the other person is the problem. And therefore, since he's right, he's not going to get a punishment. Toz gedolihi. He's making a big mistake. Dafilim tiyeh emesimtzido. Even if he is right, and the truth is on his side. Mikol makom, nevertheless, b'chol machlokes matzui, shemiskaberes midas hanitzachon. In every situation, people always feel good when they're starting to win. At the end of the day, they want to win. V'sham nasim kol ma'akshim l'mishor da'idea kas v'anitzachon lo yachol atzis b'vadei dov metukun kohogen, and therefore you can't keep it. When you want to win and you get a little bit angry in the middle of the discussion, there's no way that you can keep it straight, keep it l'shem shemayim. And even if you're right and your side is right in the argument, you are still going to get punished. And he says as follows. The Chil Hashem involved is tremendous. When things go public, when things are out in the open and people know about it, that there are people fighting, even Rabbanim specifically that are fighting, causes tremendous Chil Hashem, disgrace of God's name. And he says as follows, V'hine, Yadua l'kol ma she'ira b'mei hatana Rabbi Akiva. The days of the great Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 students. There was this issue of machlokes, and all 24,000 died. The world was desolate from Torah. And he found five people, and he taught them the Torah. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Reb Elazar ben Shamua. And because of that, we have the Avelus, we mourn. Right now, we're in a period of mourning because of what happened back then. And he says, now let's take a step back and think. What was so bad? Halo rak unaz devarim hu? Wasn't it just a little bit of, you know, causing pain to the other? A little bit of unaz devarim? Hu rak lav ba'alma? It's one of the 613. It's one Avera. We mentioned, maybe you don't even get Malkus for it, according to some. One Avera, for that 24,000 people die, the Torah world goes desolate? Really? V'lama mesiv, so why do they die? El shaydei zeh nisabiv chil Hashem gadol ba'olam. Because it's true, if you look at the Avera in a vacuum, no, You made someone feel bad. You didn't treat someone with the respect that they deserved. But because it was Rabbanim back and forth, it caused a tremendous Chilul Hashem. Shetalmidei Chachamim Rabim Zeim Zeh. The people that study the Torah, they're embodying the Torah, they represent the Torah world, that they're the ones that are fighting. Umevazim haTorah, it's a disgrace to the Torah. Umitzvah sen, the mitzvah, slaying kol in front of everyone. Valzan yomer, and therefore I say, Mori v'rabosai, lama lo nira me'arzi alav onon. Why can't, we should be afraid to engage in strife, to engage in machlokas with these cedars of Lebanon. I, the students of Rabbi Akiva, Kedosh Elyon, were so holy. Each one for sure thought his side was right, and he wasn't doing anything wrong. The other guy was doing the thing wrong. It's the other guy's fault. V'lo love, not me. And still we see what happened. All the Torah that they knew, and all the Torah that they learned, and all the Torah that they toiled in day and night didn't protect them from this. And that's how severe you see the aveira of anaz devarim, hurting other people, causing them anguish, is. And especially when it's amongst people that represent Torah Judaism. Even if not all of us yet have hit the levels of big talmidei chachamim, but we for sure are representing Torah Judaism to many people. People look at us and they say, oh, this is what it means to be a Torah Jew. So every little thing, a little joke, a little cynical remark, calling someone a nickname, moving your nose like this, showing that the person did something that, whatever, that's a Chilul Hashem. That's how you act. That's someone who represents Torah Judaism. That's how he conducts himself. It's a tremendous, tremendous crime. Tremendous, tremendous aveira. The Gemara says, Maseches Kedushin, and of Ayin Beis, that the day that Rabbi Akiva died was the day that Rebbe was born. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was born on that day. So we're talking about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was born into a climate, into an environment where people were very, very, very prone to this problem. They just saw what happened. They just saw that 24,000 people just died in the last generation because of this thing. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi went out of his way. Even though it looks like he should be teaching kindergarten, to take out these tongues and those tongues, which ones do you want? Do you want the soft one? Do you want the strong, the hard one? And, oh, the soft one? Oh, your tongue should be soft like that when you speak? Seems like a little bit of a game for five-year-olds. But it was so in people's faces, so much on people's minds, the Rebbe Nasi said, do whatever it took in order to strengthen this midah. We can't cause other people pain. Through our actions, through our words. The halacha is, if your friend buys a shirt, he buys something, anything. And then, and you talk about it, and say, oh yeah, how much did it cost? And he says, oh, it cost $15. Oh really, I could have gotten it for $12. Onas dvarim. You're causing him pain. Now if he could go ahead and return it, and that's why you're telling him, okay, it's one thing. But if you want to just, you know, you made him feel bad. Or you say, oh really, you got that brand? Not the best quality. We can use our imagination. This is what the halacha is. We should learn these halachos. Because it's so common. It's so common. We speak often about Lashon Hara and Lashon Hara. We don't want to speak Lashon Hara. Baruch Hashem, there's a revolution in the world now. It's an amazing thing. It's on their mind. People don't want to speak Lashon Hara. But how about these other things that aren't Lashon Hara? They make the person feel bad, even for a small moment. The Chazon Ish writes that even if it's just for a moment, then right away you distract the person, which is very common with children, that maybe you could make them feel bad, then you know, right away distract their mind, they don't even remember what happened. The Chazon Ish writes in a letter, that's still an Oz Dvarim. Doesn't mean that's to stick with the person forever. And Kal V'chomer, if you make the person, you hurt him, and it stays on and on and on and on, then it's even worse. So we have to try to, as we're preparing for Shavuos, and we're in the mourning period of when the students of Kiva died, we have to think about what was it? What was it that they did? And we have to try to strive to perfect ourselves, to perfect our speech, not just negative speech, but even what they call parva speech. It's not bad, it's not good, but it could hurt someone. It can hurt someone in different ways, through our emotions, through our speech. Bez Hashem, we'll continue to be metar ourselves, to purify ourselves through the days of Sfiras HaOmer, and be able to have that beautiful kli, that beautiful utensil of our mouth, to be able to only elevate other people, make them happy, make them feel good, and allow other people to be matzliach and hit their success the way that we should always try to do. Shavua Tov.